friends, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Malka Miller, and I'm the founder and creator of My Team Magic, the premier social-emotional learning program for elementary schools. My Team Magic is all about training children how to have empathy for others and how to get along. Today, I'm going to share a perspective on just one facet of the whole picture of bullying, and that is the basic need that we all have to feel like we belong. Because we are wired to seek connection and feel like we're part of things. Whether it's family, friends, our neighborhood, don't we all yearn to feel like we fit in and that we're valued? Think back to your childhood. Isn't it rare to meet an adult who has not experienced the pain of social isolation, at least at some point during their school years? Have you? But it's even more painful to see your own child go through it, right? It's so hard to see your kids being left out. We just can't bear to see it. But with the My Team Magic mindset, we know there are two sides to every emotion and every experience. There's the challenge, the need, and the struggle. And then there's the reward, the opportunity that it gives us to grow and become more resilient and stronger. So we will share with you what you as a parent can do. At first, when you kind of pick up or notice that your child may be left out of a friendship activity or is being excluded from a neighborhood group, it's really heart-wrenching. It's actually terrifying because you start thinking, if this is what will happen in first, second, third, fourth grade, or whatever grade it is, where will this end? So we will explore why kids get left out and what we can do in response. But first, I'd like to share a personal story involving two of my students that will give us a window into how strong that need is to belong. Picture this. It was the day of the 8th grade graduation trip, the day these students have been waiting for 8 years. Everyone was there, smiling students with their backpacks bulging with snacks, chatting with their friends, the bus engines revving up ready to pull out. But wait, there were two faces that are missing. The twins. Where are they? Yeah, where are the twins? We called and asked, are they on their way? The answer was something we did not expect. They don't want to come. But they registered, paid for the trip. What changed? Their mother said, we signed them up just in case they changed their minds. But they refused to go. They said they don't feel like they belong. You can't imagine what a bombshell that was. These were good students, never complained, just regular girls who had been in the class since first grade. And they felt excluded? How could that be? It was unthinkable. And you know what that means? That means that every day they just put on a smile and pretended everything was okay. And then we started to think, was there a clique or even two cliques in the class and they weren't part of it? Because if that was the case, that would explain it. You know, kids just cannot bear the torture of feeling left out. Being left out of a clique is torture. Being left out of a clique can feel like social annihilation, like being deprived of oxygen. So why are kids left out? Doesn't it seem so senseless? Like, why can't everyone just be part of things together? Why leave anybody out? And you know, social dynamics and friendships can be complicated, and there can be a lot of dynamics, but here's a simple way to make sense of it. Let's say a student is not totally secure in knowing that she really belongs in the class or group. So she thinks, the only way for me to be in the in crowd is to leave somebody else out. She may figure, if we can shut this other girl out, I'll know that I'm really in. Now, that kind of dynamics happens a lot and is probably the most common reason why kids are excluded. They think, I'll really know I'm in the inside if I keep somebody on the outside. And what about teaching our kids how to effectively deal with conflicts? You know, conflicts tend to crop up in everyday life. Let's say two kids have an argument or disagreement. They just don't know how to work out their differences. They don't have the tools. So the only thing they know how to do is to be reactive and lash out. And then, inevitably, some kids get excluded. And what about teaching our kids to have empathy? If we don't teach them how to care about others and put themselves in someone else's shoes, you know what happens? They get caught up thinking about themselves. They're not even focused on the fact that they really hurt someone else. So although the problem is complex, the solution can be relatively simple. We'll get to that soon. And think about it, there's another really important angle that we need to know, and that is the impact that this has on academics. We can't overlook that social isolation and bullying affects a child's education, plain and simple. Studies have shown that in order for kids to learn, of course, don't they need to feel safe and connected to their peers? Which makes total sense. How well can a student learn who's busy worrying about the next recess break, or has just been ribbed, insulted, left out, or scared during the last recess? Here's one study. This study in 2015 found that social exclusion affected working memory. That's really scary. That means when a child's learning something in class, they can't recall it so easily. Think about it. Ultimately, why shouldn't every home, classroom, and community be a haven for a connection where children feel like they belong, not breeding grounds for loneliness? Now picture your child in a classroom where everyone feels accepted and valued, where every child feels safe and welcome. Safe, where no one will embarrass, insult, or whisper behind their back. And welcome, where everyone is included, where there aren't any cliques. It happens more often than you think. In my Team Magic classrooms, cliques and bullying are a thing of the past. And parents ask me, what can I do in my own home to build resilience and give my child the tools to stand up to bullying and social exclusion? So if your child's school does not yet have My Team Magic, here are some tips to get started. In My Team Magic classrooms, all the students know that each person deserves to be treated with empathy. So the first thing to do is to model empathy and to speak about it. Make it a topic of conversation. Point out how you had empathy for someone at work, or you had empathy for a neighbor, and the children will catch on and start talking about having empathy for each other, or for you, or for neighbors, or for friends. It starts a whole chain reaction of everybody working together on empathy. Studies have shown that it's really important to only use kind words for children to feel like they belong. That's what we do in our classrooms. In My Team Magic classrooms, only kind words are allowed. So, if you can tell your children, let's work on only saying nice words to each other, well, you might get interesting reactions. You or yourself might be thinking, isn't it unnatural for kids not to just say what's on their minds? But studies have shown that when kids are used to being put down by their siblings, it impacts their self-esteem. And you want to boost your child's self-image, don't you? Here are some key findings of some studies. One study showed that children who were teased or criticized by their siblings showed decreased self-esteem and negative emotional responses compared to those who had positive interactions. And another study showed that the impact of siblings on children's self-perception is that when they were compared negatively to their siblings, like, oh, your brother's much smarter than you, or why can't you be like your sister, those children had lower self-esteem and poorer academic performance. Now, on the bright side, positive sibling relationships can buffer the effects of other stressors on self-esteem. Strong bonds and supportive interactions between siblings can promote self-worth and positive self-development, and that's what we want. And a word of caution. If you say from now on in our house, no teasing or name-calling, well, you might just get a lot more teasing and name-calling. So try to think of a game or contest. Earn points together, keep it light, fun, and positive, and be patient, because habits are hard to break. So if your kids are used to making fun of each other, at least you'll know you're off to a good start. And I know what some of you are thinking. Well, I was teased by my brother or sister, and I came out okay. So I say to that, that's amazing. But think how your kids will look back one day with so much gratitude that you created a positive and respectful tone in your family communication, and that can make all the difference. So what can you do about cliques and your kids being left out? In school, you need My Team Magic. Team Magic will make all the difference. Number two, keep an empathic but upbeat and encouraging atmosphere, and let your child know this will all work out. Talk about empathy. Talk about caring. Talk about using only kind words. And let everyone in your home feel like they truly belong by creating a caring home environment without put-downs or comparisons. And above all else, know that having empathy for your child and showing them that you care they are right with there with them will make all the difference.